So we're going to learn the Sifsei Chain on Purim. Really, it's the Dalet Parashios and Purim. And we'll do it, God willing, our learning should be as close for the Refuah Shlema of Shira Bas Devora Leah. She should have a speedy recovery. And also for Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka also. She should continue to, he's doing very well, but continue to have a Refuah Shlema as well. Okay, so Sifsei Chain. So we are going to look at the Dalet Parashios, and this is delicious stuff, as it really gives us like the underbelly of, we look at things, we do things, we just never think of maybe the deeper reasons of why we're doing things, and here he's going to uncover some more things for us to think about as we approach the holiday of Purim. And so we don't just enter into Purim, we're going to do, there's some preparation work that's necessary here. So, Dalet Parashios. It's interesting. I was looking at the beginning here. It's so interesting here. He has like a page where he says, like, Bakashim Yuchedes, if you have any like nice ideas or any suggestions, please be in touch with us. As they're, I guess, they're in the process of reprinting or improving it. So, I thought that was cute. So, this the rabbi that wrote this Sifsei Chain, also, I was like curious. We went through the whole Sifsei Chain. His name is Rav Shmuel Kraus, who I guess was in Europe and taught in America, and then ultimately ended up in Seagate in Brooklyn. Yeah, okay, fine. So here we go. So Lahavin Inyan Hadalet Parashios. So to understand, like, what is the idea behind the four parashios that we read from before Purim and through to the month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Asher Ratzon HaBaris Baruch LeKaron B'Torah HaKadosh B'Chol Shana V'Shana, that this idea that Hashem wanted us, the will of Hashem was that we should read in the Torah each year, B'Seder HaZeh, Shkalim Zachor Parav and HaChodesh, Alma Hutbu Adnei. So what's the significance of these Dalet Parashios, that Hashem wanted us to read these four Parashios every year in this specific order? So Hine Amru Chazal, Tanya, Rabbi Lezer Omer. So this is the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam. So we have Machlokas, when was the world created? Rabbi Lezer says it was created in Tishrei. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it was in Nisan. And the truth is, the Tarvayuk Shot, they're both true. And how is that so? Because B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam B'Machshava, the thought, or the world was in concept created in Tishrei. Dine dahinu she'alta b'machshava lefana lebari ha'olam. That really, in the month of Tishrei, God came to God's idea, or whatever this means, conceptually, to create the world. And that it was only actualized, v'nisa nivra ha'olam befal ha'maisa, right? So it was only actualized in the month of Nisan. So now, how does this play? So we have this idea that Hashem, originally, when he was going to create the world, it was to be specifically on the idea of judgment. And then he saw, so then, when Hashem realized, whatever that means, that it wouldn't work on pure judgment, on pure din, so then he mixed in the attribute of mercy, of rachamim. So nimsa de bechodesh tishrei shahaita habriya b'machshava. So when it comes to Tishrei, where the creation was only in thought, adayin shalta midas adin. So then all you had then is the attribute of midas adin, because that was what alav machshava, right, was that of din. So lachin hazman garma lishlitas midas hadin ba'olam va'az nikru yimei hadin. And that's why in time we see that you have this idea within time, the power of the midas hadin, the attribute of judgment in the world, and that's why in Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah time, is the yimei hadin. And it comes from the idea that in that time, in the concept, Hashem had in mind that the world would be created, and it was specifically on the Midas Adin. Achein, b'chodesh Nisan, but when it came to Nisan, shahayta habriya v'masa, but when it came to the actualization of creation, the physical creation, which was in the month of Nisan, Bikfar Haita Beshitov Midas Arachim. Now it's no longer pure judgment, but it's now has mercy mixed in. Lachin Mesugel Rachodesh Lehitgalot HaChasadim. So that's why Nisan is a month that is really set up for seeing like kindness, or this idea of this revelation of Chasadim. V'zehatam Shetziruf Hashem Havaya Shel HaChodesh Nisan. Right, so each month has a different arrangement of the Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? So there are 12 different permutations. Each month represents a different one. So when it came to the arrangement of the Shem Havaya, when it comes to Chodesh Nisan, Hu Bi Yosher Hamora Al Rachamim. So it's straight Yud Kei Vav Kei, right? So that it, and that is the Shem of Rachamim of Hashem. V'nir Mezes B'Roshei Tevos. And so, like, if you want to see this stuff in like detail, you take out the B'nai Sassar. Every month, B'nai Sassar like breaks this down for you, and you can see exactly this type of thing. I'll say the month is this, and there are charts that show this also of the different arrangements and the different way Rosh Tevos of this. So here you see that Nisan has Yismechu Hashemayim V'Sagar HaLaretz. So you see this idea Yud Kei Yud Hei and then Avav Hei. So that's the arrangement of the. The Yud Kei Vav Kei is in order, because that's pure Midas Arachamim. So V'im Kain, or we'll call it Chesed Rachamim. V'im Kain Zachu Yisrael B'Chodesh Hazeh Liyetzias Mitzrayim B'Chasadim Megulim, and that's why it's not a coincidence that the Exodus from Egypt occurs in this month, because this is where you have revealed. Chasadim, v'ro kol af se'aretz chasdei Hashem yisbarach, that the whole world will see the chasdei Hashem. V'az hitchila tachlis b'riyas shamayim v'aretz, and that's where you see this idea of the beginning of the actualization of the shamayim v'aretz. Sha Hashem yisbarach, what did he do? He's bachar banu mikolam v'otzianu mimitzrayim. So in Nisan, so it's like this idea that when you look back at Bereshis, and then the second chapter of Bereshis has the Hibaram, right, the Avraham, that it's all about for the purpose of Avraham, and then so too the purpose of creation is for Klal Yisrael. So Hashem chose us and took us out of Egypt, v'kirvanu l'kabel haTorah shebavoda shebeavura nivra haolam. Right, so the whole purpose of creation is to take us out from Egypt, to take us as His nation. And then to get the Torah, because that's the whole purpose of creation. So now, it's interesting. Let's look at Dalet for a second. Let's just see. Because is the purpose of creation? So he's saying Kabbalas haTorah hi tachlis habriya. The whole purpose of creation was the giving of the Torah. Ki tachlis habriya haita bichdei sheikablu bnei Yisrael at haTorah v'yavdu as Hashem. Right. So the whole purpose of creation is for us to get the Torah and to be Ovid Hashem, like it says, Bereshis bara Elokim es Hashamayim es Haaretz. And how do you learn Bereshis? Bereshis for Bishvil Reshis, Bishvil HaTorah, Shenikra Reshis Darko. V'amru Chazal, B'Gemara, Amarish Lagash Maidach Sivahir Vevoker Yom HaShishi, the Hey, that extra Hey of HaShishi, of the sixth, Lamali, Melame, Shehisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu im Masa Bereshis. Right, Va'amar Lehem, he said, so Hashem made a condition. He said, listen, creation, if the Jews, if Yisrael Mekabim HaTorah, Atem, Miskaimin, then we'll let the world stay, if the Jewish people take the Torah. V'im Lav, but if not, Ani Machzir Etchem L'Tovo, then I'm going to turn the creation back to its original state of chaos. V'chein Amru, Himalik Kiblu Yisrael Et HaTorah Lo Nivra Shemayim V'aretz, if we don't, if we weren't given the Torah, the world would not be created. Shenemar im lo barati yom v'leila chukas shemayim v'aretz lo samti. V'lachein tekef kishe yatsu bnei Yisrael mimitzrayim. So when we were taken out of Egypt, v'nivchru liyod lo v'am skula tziva Hashem yisbarach sheyisperu sheva shabasos l'tayar atzman b'chdei liyotam ruyim l'kabel to Torah. So Paul, this is like very tied in to like what we've been doing in the Maral, right? So this idea of, like we saw, that by the Brisbane of Sarim, this, well, I mean, this clear, like the you know, everything is leading towards. It's really the Amud, the whole, everything is rested on Avram. Everything is created by Hibaram, by Avraham. It's all for Avram, and we are the extension of that. And so here he's saying, he's like taking it to the point of like, it's about the purpose of creation is to get the Torah. Here again he says, B'avodas Yisrael, he's quoting Kasav, Ki tachlis habriya haita leman na'avod l'elokei Yisrael. So now here's a little bit different. He's pivoting, he's saying, it's ultimately to be Oved Hashem, v'zeh kavanas v'ratzon habriya, and that's the purpose of creation. V'ein la'amod v'lachkor al-mahut ritzono kaviyachol amav alam ha'ratzo b'zeh. So it's like, we shouldn't really like delve in, he's saying here, to what's God's will, like specifically, you're going to really be able to delve into the depths of God's, you know, will. So, okay. But this is our amunah. Is that Ikar Emunasenu, he says in the end, is that what? Is that the purpose of the creation is for us to be Oved Hashem. Okay. And now how is that? But it does tie back to this idea that when Moshe's at the Sneh, and he says, you know, Hashem says, the sign that I sent you and that they'll believe in you is because you're going to come back and be Oved me on this mountain. Okay, so fine. So that's tying two things together. Avodas Hashem, and the purpose of creation is Avodas Hashem of the Jewish people and the getting of the Torah. Okay, two things that he's saying in this note. Fine. So back to the middle. V'hinei b'chol shana v'shana chozer ha'olam l'kadmusa. Every year, the world returns back to its beginning. And so everything that's done in these days goes back and it like repeats itself. Now this Rosh Tevos, I looked it up, I saw it and I'm like, oh, Ayin Vav Hey Pei. I'm not sure. If it's I found something and I wasn't sure if I really understood it.
Olam has something. Olam.
It said. I found something and I'm like, really? I don't even know what that means. So I'm gonna go. I have a Rosh Teva safe out to look. Whatever it is, it's not gonna hold us back from understanding. Something about, okay, so each one, so chomashanasa biyamahim, choser v'nishna bizman hazeh. So everything comes back, right? So let's here, look at what he says here in the footnote, hey, biyamahim bizman hazeh, kasav maran ha'arizal. He says, vayar li ki b'chol rosh hashana, choser ha'atzilas ha'ayona l'kamos shahaya b'tchilas b'riyas ha'olam. Wow. So we learned about Atzilus is like those higher realms, right? So that in every year, it's like things go back to the way they were at the beginning of creation.
The Yovel.
What do you have?
Like the Yovel. It's like a reset.
Oh, meaning like a reset. But here he's saying every year. Not every right, 50, every, right?
What goes back?
The world goes back to the, like, meaning at Rosh Hashanah, Atzilus, Ha'ayona, is back to where it's a reset to the where it was at the beginning of creation. B'tchilas b'riyas ha'olam.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Or it's like a reset, like it's going with things are returning back. But there might be something about like the idea, like the upper realms are reset. Not like down here, but as much as like there's a spiritual reset in a sense. I don't know, maybe like you'd learn it that way. But okay, either way. So now. So he says this going on in this footnote, Biyosha Divrei Emes, Mevuaru Ba'orach, Ki b'chol zman mit'orer hit'orot shahaya lifnim. L'mashal b'Shabbos Kodesh mit'orer hit'orot or hashvisa shenat Hashem Yisbarach be'ez Shabbos Bereshis, right? He's saying that embedded in time, right? So every time, every time has within it something very deeply embedded that's awakened. Mit'orer hit'orot shahaya lifnim. For example, Shabbos, there is an awakening of the light of the resting of Hashem at the time of the first Shabbos in creation. So every time we come to Shabbos, it's like what we, don't know if you remember the piece of or the Or Gedaliyahu, when he says, when you put on the tefillin, right, you're like mamish back to like coming out of Egypt. It's like every time we put it on, we should like tap into that, right? So to hear, he's saying that every moment has within it something that's embedded. Umer kamochin achsha. So too, it illuminates here and now. Kamosha omrim hamanchil menucha la'amo yisrael b'kdusha so b'yom Shabbos Kodesh. Right, Hashem gave in manchil. He gives us over the resting and the kedusha of Shabbos. So that, like, meaning, so it's like it's tapping into that resting that Hashem did in the first Shabbos of Bereishis, and in Pesach, Meir Ha'ara Sheheira Az B'Tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim. This is what we had in the Or Gedaliyahu about this idea of tefillin. That when we put on tefillin, we're tapping into that Ha'ara, that inspiration. Let's say that was experienced then. Ubishvus Ha'arat Matan Torah Chamolchin Achshav B'Yam Hanora Meira Ha'ara Tatchalas Habria. Shehu hadin shebo nivra olam, right? So that, so too, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, that time, you have also this, the beginning of creation, that idea of the din that was, it was embedded into the creation. Kamosha amar hakasa bereishis bara lakim shehu hatchala v'chol hatchalas kashas. Ayin shan, that's interesting. That all beginnings are difficult. So like the beginning of creation of the world was no different. Fine. So that's interesting. He quotes the Mori Naim. Right, that's the Mori Naim is right. That's the Chernobyler who says, "Kol hamitzvos zmanios, bivo hazman shel hamitzvah nitorer hadavar shaya be'es harishon kishenitzdava mitzvah." That when we have our special times, now mitzvos. Right, so the special mitzvahs that are based in time, when you come back to that place in time, you have an awakening of that which was there at the beginning of that first mitzvah. So, like we said, b'chagam matzos yatzanu mitzrayim, v'ha'ikar sheyatzanu min hamem teshari tuma. Right, the thing is, we left the 49 levels of tuma. So, to b'chol eis b'chag hanal, yotzim anachnu b'nei Yisrael kol echad miklipos. Right, so when we come back to Pesach and we are experiencing Pesach, each one of us, we leave the shells, the things that are encumbering us. Ki lulei haya chag hamatzos b'chol shana lo haya be'efshari la'adam l'tchazek b'hasham. Right, so that's so too, that if it wasn't for the every year of coming back to the Pesach, we wouldn't be possible for us to be able to strengthen ourselves. In the place we are, v'chem b'shvuos mekabel kol ha'adam et ha'Torah, t'ha'inu shebe'ezos seichel yilech lavod et Hashem be'osa shana. Right. So, what type of mind, I guess, will a person go and be over at Hashem on that year? And so too, sukkos mukafin b'chesed el chesed yisov el b'chesed kel b'chesed yisov venu. So like on Sukkot, we experience the being surrounded by the Anane Kavod. And in Purim, who ace vizman ma'palat Amalek. So when it comes to Purim, it's the time of where Amalek is defeated. Gamata b'chol dor, hu ma'palat rosh rishai umasala. So too, every generation, it's a time for the evil people of that generation to fall. And Chanukah also biyot shahayu masniyei hadat v'ratzu levatal Yisrael mitorah v'avira min achukim. So when Chanukah comes, when they also the haters of religion and wanted to be mevatal us from Torah and get us away from doing mitzvahs, so nasa lahem nisim sha'amdu b'torateinu. So every year we're coming back. It's like every part of the year we're coming back and tapping into those energies. Okay. So now, back to the middle text. So we said before that what? So every year we come back to that place. And it's embedded in the time. V'chalosan hatikunim l'tzorach b'riyas ha'olam tzrichen lachzor v'hitaken b'chol shana. And all those things that needed to be fixed for the creation of the world, tzrichen lachzor v'hitaken b'chol shana. Every year we have to come back and fix it. Every year. Ad sheyeh hatikun ha'shalom mehev yameinu. Meaning, so like every year we're coming back to the same point where we're like, all right, here we're back to this thing, and we're working on, and this is part of the fixing or the improvement of the world. Let's say it that way. Lachein tzrichim lasos hachana diraba kodem chodesh nisan. So therefore, we need to do a special or a very important preparation before the month of Nisan, which is the Zman Briyas HaOlam b'Fa'al, because this is we're preparing for the creation as it is now. Nisan is the time of creation in its actualization of the physical creation. L'takein v'la'iret dalet osios Hashem havoya, and to really fix, or right, he's saying, and to illuminate the four letters of Hashem, the Shem Yudkei Vavkei, b'chdei sheyuchel la'ir kesidron, so that they can now be illuminated properly in the proper order. Shia yismuch hashemayim b'sage halaretz, which is interesting, right? So like it's like you're taking yud kei vav kei, you're taking shem Hashem spelled straight as opposed to not. Let's just say it that way. And it's interesting is that it's Rosh Tevos. It's not just that it has a yud and a hey and a vav and a hey. It's that what it means is it's saying yismuchu hashemayim b'sage halaretz is that the Shamayim should rejoice and the land should rejoice, meaning that when things are in its proper state and like you have the Midas Harachamim, the world is happy, right? Yismuchu Hashamayim v'sagei haaretz, which is pretty cool, which is basically saying that the only way that you could really have a world like this, the physical reality, it's that it has to have Midas Harachamim, whereas the world of concept of Midas HaDin, all of Mashava of only Din, can only really exist in a non-physical realm. That's why, like the physical, like actualization of the world, had to be done within Chodesh Nisan, with the Yudke Vavke of Rachamim present. And that's why it's also Mesugal. It's meant for a time of Geula as well, right? That's why we're redeemed in Nisan and Alat Lava. We're also going to be redeemed in Nisan, because it's a time of this, like, especially what he's really, the takeaway here is he's saying that there's such a deep power that's embedded in time. So you come to Shabbos, you're like, you can tap into like the deepest Kedusha of God's resting on the first Bereshis, the first Shabbos of Bereshis. It's always there that we can tap into that sanctity. And so too, he's saying, and when you come to Nisan, we should be very excited. Maybe that's why Adar is such a happy time, because it's preparation for the actualization of Midas HaRachamim in the world. Okay, so now, and that's why we have, like, the idea of Purim, like, if you have a leap year, right? So you have, you end up having, when you celebrate Purim, Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So we celebrate Purim the second Adar. Why? Because the idea of, you have to connect Geula to Geula. Adar, Purim, and Nisan, Pesach have to be next to each other. So even though technically you might think that what Adar Rishon in a leap year, it's Adar, let's celebrate Purim, you know? But because Purim has to be connected to Nisan, so you have like this, but it's this idea maybe of this Rachamim, like really being played, like we're going towards that direction. So that maybe, you could say like Purim, in Adar, like in a real sense, like feed off of Nisan also, and this what he, the way he's constructed it.
Right, and you need to kind of fix the letters. I like that idea. Like you need to
in the preparation.
Yeah, they've been kind of skewed over the course of the year, and you need to get them more
back to or start off the quote unquote year of Nisan. Yeah, for sure. So now. But it isn't, I just, like I'm saying, the way he presented it makes me understand, like when you talk about Adar Purim being Samach the Nisan, it makes more sense here. It's like, as opposed to, like it would be a problem of having a full month between Purim and, you know, and Nisan, you know, it's like a very interesting thing. Okay, fine. So now, the Hatikun Hu, so this, how do we, you know, fix the word, the Yud Kevo, okay? Hu Ayidei Shekorin B'chol Shana V'Shana Kodem Chodesh Nisan Elu Hadal Parashil Shkalim Zachor Paro V'Chodesh. So now, getting back to this thing about fixing it and getting things aligned properly, like you said, so you have to read these four parashios, which, by the way, this Shabbos, we're reading Parashas Shkalim, which is interesting, because normally on a parashios, when you have a Haftorah of on Rosh Chodesh, you read Rosh Chodesh. Here we're going to be reading Rosh Chodesh Leining, but then the Haftorah is going to be Shkalim, which is kind of interesting. So it's like
we're learning both, right?
But no, the Haftorah, I mean. You're right. So you're going to read the first we'll read, we'll probably read, Shvi will become, I think, how do they do it? Yeah, they'll do
Rosh Chodesh, and then Maftir.
Yeah, and then the Maftir will be Shkalim. Yeah. Right? Which is just interesting that you're, normally if you have a Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, you just keep it on the Rosh Chodesh theme, right? Here, we're moving it over to this. So it's interesting. Okay, fine. So now, V'hatikun ayidei shekaron b'chol, fine. Okay. So b'Shabbos shekaron ha'parsha, me'ir al rosh b'nei Yisrael ot achas shel Hashem havaye baruch hu, mitata le'ela al zeh ha'ofen. So when you read each of these four, each one's going to be, the first one will be, shkalim will be the yud, and then it'll be, the next one will be the hay, the next one will be, so it'll be, shkalim will be a yud, zachar will be the hay, paro will be the vav, and achodesh will be the hay. Right? And in each one, we're going to be making a tikkun, right, of that letter, mitata le'ela, from below going up, we'll see, al zeha ofen. Okay, so let's see what it means. B'Shabbos parshas shkalim. Whoa, he's saying differently. I thought it's yud kei vav kei. Here he's saying, huh?
You start from the bottom.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Very good. Okay, meaning it's going backwards. It's interesting. Okay, because I thought you're going to be straightening it, but you're straightening it by going, okay, so fine. So he's saying, Shkalim is os hei tata. Right? You're going from the lower hei. B'Shabbos parsha zachar meir osvav. Okay, good. So we're going backwards. B'Shabbos parsha para meir os hei ilah, the higher hei. B'Shabbos parsha chodesh meir os yud. Okay, so we're going backwards, but we're doing a tikkun there. Zemasha Isa Rav Hakodosh Pinchas Karitz Bikaritz Shahaya Mitzape Bechol Hashana Aladal Parshas. He looked forward to the Dal Parshas the whole year. Sha'az Yecholon Lehit Ra'ot Atzmo Im Hashem Yisbarach. So he's able to like come to be with Hashem. Hainu Shabbos 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 Shabbosos Halol. And these Shabbos's Mitkala Hashem Yisbarach et Atzmo Livnei Yisrael Aydei Ha'aradal Osios Hakadosh Shal Shmo Hagadol Yisbarach. So Hashem is like revealing himself, and Rav Pinchas Karitzer would say that this is what he felt, this right, so he actually looked forward to these because he felt that Hashem was Megala himself through these Dalid Osios in these 4 weeks, these four parashios. Interesting. Anybody have the Imre Pinchas? Got an Imre Pinchas at home? No? Hold on, I gotta show off my Imre Pinchas. Pinchas Karatzer, the Imre Pinchas. It's actually very nice, but it's very cryptic. Yeah. But it's interesting. Now I'm going to look to see where Lukutei Yar. She has a whole thing on Purim here. Interesting. And not so cryptic. Okay, something to look at. And it's got a Shabbos Zachar. Very nice. Okay, fine. So now, Bhinei, Yesh Chamisha Chelke HaNefesh. There are five parts of the nefesh, which is nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida. By the way, if you go to, I saw this in the Chabad in Tenafly, He has this up there. He has like a five, he has like, it's like a menorah, but it has five things, which normally you don't see. Usually like seven, right? Where do you see a five? But it's again.
An Indian by Chabad to have light five candles.
But by the chazan?
Yeah.
But that's, do you ever notice that? Right, so this is the Nefesh Neruach and the Neshama Chaya Yechida, right? Or is not, or something else? It's this? Okay, near Nishma Sadam or something like that, or something. Okay, because of this. Whatever, it's fine. So, Makal Chiyusan V'oron Midalad Osios Havoyel. So, it's interesting. Nefesh Ruach and Neshama Chaya Yechida, they get their life, their Chiyutan, and their light from the four Osios of Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lachin, Beparsha Shkalim, Shemer Os Hei Tata, the last of the four letters of Shem Hashem, Metaknin, Pigme Hamase, Shehu HaNefesh. So there you're making a tikkun in anything that was damaged, let's say, in the action which is Nefesh. And how do you do that? Benetina Shekel, Gematria, Nefesh. Wow. So the gematria of shekel equals nefesh. Okay? Which we'll see, I guess he says further on. Huh. B'parsha zachor shemer osvav metaknen pigme hadibor. Fixing dibor. Shehu haruach, right? It's based on ruach. So it's going nefesh ruach. So then that is the fixing dibor. Shehu haruach kemo shekasov chazal zachor b'peh. Right, so how do you do the zechira? You verbalize it. You articulate it. Let's say it that way. When it comes to parshas para, shemir os hey ilaa, the higher hey, mitaknin pigmi hamach shava shu haneshama shebemoach. Right, so now neshama is associated with thought. So you're going now from active to the idea of speech to thought, and then when you get to Parshas Achodah, Shemir Oz Yud, Mitaknan Shorosh Chiyus HaAdam, it fixes the essence of a person's life, like the energy of a person's life. Shehu Bechinas Chaya, right? Chaya Shemikabel Hischachus Lehasos Kiberi Chadasha, right? So from that, Machshava.
Machshava. What's the correlation with Paro to Machshava? We're just saying it is, or is there like a?
He said it will. We'll get it to. Oh, we have to go back to Hakdam Yud Aleph. That's back in the big book. So we can go back there and see what exactly. But how you want to know how Paro, Machshava and Neshama go together, right? How Paro gets us to Machshava. It's interesting. You do daf at all? Anybody doing daf?
Yeah.
So we just had this. When you do a paraduma, do you need to have the proper machshava by the shchita and the zrika? There's no real zrika there. When you do the shchita by paraduma, do you have to have the proper intent? We just had that, right?
Then you always have to have the proper intent?
No. So that's the question. Meaning, when you bring a chatas, it says, there was a machlokas there. It said, do we compare the paraduma to a regular chatas or not? And one of the things that would be an afkamina would be what intent you have. Right? Whereas a chatas, if you don't have the proper intent by the shchita or the kabbalah or the zrika, let's say any of those four steps. So that would potentially passel, right? So like lishma, shalol lishma, does it sound familiar at all?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm still not sure if it is, but I think that sounds right. Right? No, but that's what we did. We had the paraduma. It was interesting that it was saying, do we take? Can you do it outside? It is outside, right? Meaning, the paraduma is done outside, as opposed to the chatas, which is done inside in the Beis Hamikdash, right? It's one sign. You dafka go and you take the paraduma outside. So it's different. It clearly has differences from a regular chatas, but it's called a chatas. So how much do we align it? And one of the things that we talked about was what kind of kavana do you have to have or not have? But it's interesting here. He's saying the para, by part, you know, that this whole thing has got something to do with Machshava. It's interesting to see, like what they must, you know. Yeah. Here he says Bina. Look at your bays. Did we get to that yet? Yeah, look at that. So he says Bina Machshav over here on the top left, right? It says King Kasa Basifri Ginze Yosef Mimosif the Hamachshava Nikra Aim. Ki Aim Labina Tikra.
Right? Ginze Yosef,
Sefer Ginze Yosef. Yeah. So Ubina Nikra Machshava. Like it says, Halev Mevin, Vlachin Tavo Para Vitikaneach Tsoat Bina. Right, that's interesting. The paradum is coming to clean up after the baby, which is what?
The eagle.
The eagle Azav, right? The eagle. So, Shatinef Bepaltin Shalmelech. Hu Halev Melech Haivarim Ayin Sham. Fine. But he says, bottom line is Beshabas Parshas Para, Meir or Sviras Bina. Anikros Ema Ilah. So, okay. So, Ema Ilah, it's like it's this higher, it's but if it's the mother, right, it's like, it's again, it's this higher realm. It's within the Chabad, you know, the higher, the intellectual thought. And that's where he says, V'shamhu shoresh hatshuva v'hatara. But it's like in this higher plane of the mind. Okay? So para equals machshava, which is nashama. Fine. And when it comes to parshas, let's go back to Os Dalet here. The parshas HaChodesh, Shemeir Os Yud, right? So Metaknin Shoresh Chiyus HaAdam. Okay, so Chodesh, which is the Yud, you're fixing the source, the Shoresh, the roots of the Chiyus of a person. Shehu Bechinas Chaya, Umekabel Hischachus L'Heyos Keberia Chadasha. So like the beauty and the power of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, of the HaChodesh, is the idea of Hischachus, of renewal. And you can become like a new being. Shiyuchal lekabel ha'ara ha'chadasha idei brias ha'olam mechadash v'chodesh nisan. Right? So that a person now can get a new inspiration through the creation of the world, which is now being renewed in Chodesh Nisan. And that's why the first mitzvah that the Jewish people are given is ha'chodesh ha'zalachem. Right? It's all tied into this idea, the power of renewal. And that's why Rosh Chodesh has got that as well. And then HaShabbos HaGadol, because I'm thinking four the whole time. Here he goes, and he throws us and gives us a fifth, which is Shabbos HaGadol, because how do we get Yechida, right? The Shabbos HaGadol, what?
You're right.
Right? Yeah, right. I'm like, where are we going? Where? How do you get the fifth one? So he says, it's easy, Shabbos HaGadol. Hi Hamal HaYona HaGadol HaMikulam. It's the highest level of all of them. Sheimba Shum Hasaga. It's like Keter, right? It's like beyond our comprehension. Vinikra Kotso Shayud, Bechinas Yechida. Right? It's all the way up there. And that's what and that's the idea of, and he says here. It's funny, the side notes here are like adding in stuff. Yechida Bechinas Raza de Razan. It's like the hidden. Look at the side Yadalit here. Bechinas Yechida hi Hamala Hagadola Mikulam. It's the highest level. Shemigodel Ramuso Vikidushaso, because of God's, like how big and so lofty and His holiness. Eina Yechola hit Tzamtzein Letoch Ezer Os. It's like He can't even be contained in a letter. Lachain Eina Nirmezet Be'ot Miuchad Midalda Osios Havaya. This can't even be hinted to. Rak Bekotso Shayed. Shel Hashem Havoya. It's on the crown of the Yud. V'zehu b'china Shabbos Hagadol k'mavur be'imrei Noam. Sheha'ar b'parashios romzin al. The four are pshat, remez, drush, and sod. Right. There's the first. There's the basic understanding. Then there's the hint. There's the drusha, and then there's the sod, the hidden. Kishkalam is neged pshat. Shehu b'chinas nefesh ha'olam. Ha'ola shekel, right? Nefesh equals shekel. That's like the base level. Parsha Zohar is neged remez. Bechinas ruach os vav. Shehu bechinas Zohar kanoda. And then you have Paro Shehu Olam Habina Neged Drush Shehu Besod Hey La. Right. So then, so it's interesting. Para is Drush. It's like the idea of the higher Hey, and Chodesh Hu Bechina Sod Os Yud. It's hidden. The Elu Heim Bebechinas Mikra Mishnah Talmud Kabbalah Kanoda. Achen Gam Bebechinas Sod Yesh Bechinas Od Yoter Gavah Hanikra Be Ma'amaram Zal Raza de Razan. Uhu Bechinas Kotzo Shel Yud. That's like the high, that's the tip of the Yud. Hadavok Im Ha'os Yud Shehu Sod. It's together with Sod. V'hamalach Shel Sod V'shel Raza de Razan Nikra Gadiel. Derech HaKasov Gadiel Ben Sodi. Gadiel Ben Sodi. Okay, whatever. So it's some higher, like Gadol, like it's like beyond us. Okay. Fine. So now back to the text here. V'ikar tikun kulam hu b'shabbosos. So it's interesting here, like, and when it comes down to it, it's not like it's the week of Zachar, it's the week of Paro and this and that, or Shkalim. It's on Shabbos. These are the Shabbosos. L'chein yesh lihizar b'shabbosos halalu b'yoter, l'shambram b'machshava divir b'masa. We have to keep these on the, like, very careful to keep them in machshava divir b'masa. Like how we think, how we speak, how we act. So we're in prep mode now to get ourselves ready for the month of Nisan, which has within it the lights of chesed and rachamim in the entire month. So years ago, I had the privilege of going and learning by Rav Moshe Wolfson. So I don't know if you ever saw, like, Rabbi Reichman from Englewood. He's written a couple of books on Tanya. And they're based on these classes that we had in Rabbi Moshe Wolfson's house. And so he told us that there's a big inyan that when it comes to the month of Nisan, that it's such a holy month. And so the energy of the month is so powerful in terms of its renewal that there were, like, those who are tapped in and keyed into this, they literally, like he said, there was one, for example, there's one big gadol who they noticed that when he wrote his Shilas and Tshuvas, his answers to the questions, he was very verbose. But when it came to Chodesh Nisan, he started shortening it down because the time was so precious in Nisan that he couldn't spend, he didn't want to spend the time writing his Tshuvas. He wanted to take those every second of Nisan and optimize it. So he, like, they noticed that, like, Nisan, shorter answers to the questions.
And so,
busy
looking for chametz.
He was busy tapping into the powers of his chachas that he's saying, and midas harachmim that is prevalent, that's embedded into the time of the year.
Okay. It's like that Nisan is such a hard time to actually focus on anything because you're just busy with preparations.
Mm. So he said, so I guess maybe that, you know, but that was just interesting. I remember he gave us this, like, there's certain things that popped out. Like one time, the first time we were there, he's this older man, he sits down, and then he jumps up and runs out of the room. We're like, uh-oh, what happened? And then he comes back with a stucco box, and he says, and he, like, points, everybody put in, like, you know, stucco. Then he sat down, and he said, okay, now we can start. He goes, when you start something new, you have to have special siyata d'shmaya, give stucco, now we can learn. It's interesting. Okay, fine. So now, the idea hit karvus v'ha'hish tokekut l'Hashem Yisbarach be'elu hadalat shabbosos. So now, through the getting closer and the longing for God on these four Shabboses, idea kriyas hadalat parshios b'torah v'amiras hayotzros b'tfila. So we do one of these things. I don't know how you do the yotzros. Anybody? No yotzros here, right? But here he's saying that, but the idea is that on these four parashios, we're supposed to, there's a special closeness that we should feel to Hashem. Me'orin, and then through that, we're me'orin, we awaken, rigshe halev, the feelings of the heart, la'avodat Hashem Yisbarach be'elu hadal inyanim. Right? So that we're talking about these four things, which we said are the basically action, speech, thought, and the idea of chayav, getting, tapping into, like, what it means to be alive. Shkalim zachar parah v'achodesh. V'ayidei ze nimshach kisufin v'gaguin l'hagu'ula shleima. And that from this will come out this also, this desire, really the longing for the ultimate, the true ge'ula, redemption. Sheyeh v'sechazena einenu v'shuvcha l'tziyam rachman. V'sham navod chabira. So we should be able to see Hashem's return to Tzion birachanim. It's interesting. And then v'sham na'avod b'yira, and then there will be oved b'yira with fear, with awe. I'll say like that. Sh'az nizke l'kayim elu adal parashios b'fol ha'masa mamash. So then we'll be able to fulfill these four parashios actually, right? We'll be able to bring a shekel. We'll be able to bring a parah aduma, right? And we'll be able to wipe out a malek, right? It's like another thing, and then achodesh, right? Shaz niska v'kayim ele dal parashios b'fol ha'masa mamash. Litein shkolim v'beis ha'mikdash. La'achr zarosh, I was jumping the gun, he says it. La'achr zarosh al-amalik v'hayetzahara. Not just them, but also our yetzahara. Li'itarah be'efer ha'parah. Be able to come, purified through the ashes of the parah duma. La'achr v'akarban pesach v'zmanu b'mkoma. We ought to bring the karban pesach. Va'ayidei ha'tshuka. And through this longing, nizkeh, lachios chadash, and we're able to live like new and renewed. Lagula pratis, bechodesh nisan, habalim latova. Right? So, all right, so that'll come, and right, so they'll be able to like have a renewal of a personal ischachas, a personal redemption, that it should come to us with goodness. V'yukiyam, benisan nigul, benisan atidin ligal, b'mheir of yameinu amein. Right, so that just like in Nisan we were redeemed, in Nisan the future will also be redeemed. And really the truth is, I think you could say that in every Nisan, if you tap into this, you are getting a personal redemption. Okay, so now, the Hashabbos HaMafsek has been parashios. Interesting. I looked at the calendar to see, is it successive? It's not. There is a break. So he says, V'Hashabbos HaMafsek has been a parashios is Nikri Shabbos Hafsaka. So there is this, the Shabbos of the break. So that can only occur in between. So this week's Shabbos Shkalim.
But usually Shabbos Mevarchim.
So it's interesting here. All right, so here it's Shkalim. So maybe it's Shkalim. Next week is Zachar. Then the week after Shushan Purim. But that's a break. Then Para, and then Achodesh. So he's saying it's really Bein Shkalim Zachar, Bein Zachar the Para. Fine. Ki Shama Yesh Avoda Be'olam Azeh Lechaber Os Hei Le'os Vav Lechaber Shneim Le'os Hei Ilah. So now what we're saying is, if Shkalim, and so you're going Hei to Vav, and the Vav is a Vav Achibor, right? So you're connecting. So in the Hafsaka, you're going to connect the Vav to the upper Hay. That's what he's saying.
You're stretching out the Vav.
Right, but because the Vav is always a Chibor, right? Vav is always, Vav a Chibor is always the idea of connection. So the place that you're going to separate is going to be between the Vav and the upper Hay. L'chaber shneim l'os hei ilah. You hear? Aval bein parshas paro v'hachodesh i'evshel v'yos hafsaka. You can't have a break between paro and hachodesh. Ki bein osios yud and hey ain shum pira. There's never a break between the upper hey and the yud. Ki heim train ra'in de lomit parshin. Because those are two that are not ever separated. The upper hey and the yud are always together. Why? So he says, look at this. Where do you have it? I saw. No. Okay. So, but there is this idea that the yud, the hay of the upper hay and the yud have to be, are always connected. So that's where you can't have any type of. Look at this last. It's the last paragraph here. Achin bein parla achodesh shehim neged hashtei osios yud and hey shebashem ain pirud klal. There's no separation. Ki chachma vebina ain train ryan delon mit parashin. Because chachma and bina are always together. Sham ain maga nachri, and there's no, you can't, no, right, there's no, there's nothing that can touch it. It's like completely pure. Ki chachma vebina hain bechinas chiyus vimachshava vishneim kechada sharyan. They're together. Chiyut, like, and thought. Kiladavar sha'adam notin machshavta l'sham mekusha chiyuto ve'ein b'hem pure. It's interesting. Where a person puts his thought, it's connected to his vitality. There's no separation between your thought and your being. So like if you're not thinking properly, it completely takes you down. If you're thinking properly, it completely lifts you up. It's like it's haba hatai, they're completely tied together. Lachin lo yuchal yot havsaka bein parv l'hachodesh shamachshava avachi b'shum shana. Fine. So that's why they're connected. It's interesting. Very nice.
It's like Abba and
Ima. Right, right. So Chachma and Bina. Okay, fine. So this idea of that before Amalek comes, it says, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu Im Ayin. So Ayin Mechachma Timatze. So it's like, it's this very deep idea. Like when Klal Yisrael said, is God in us or not? It's not that they were questioning whether God, it's where is Hashem, is it from Hashem? Or is it from Ayin, from even before, like Ayin? Which is like already, like it's a very, there's a whole thing on that. Fine. All right.
Very nice. Yeah. The idea of Adar getting you ready for Nisan is sort of like, Elul and Tishrei.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right? But that's exactly. The world was really created in the 25th of Tishrei. Man was created on. I mean, I'm in an Elul. The 25th of Elul is when the world was created, and then man's created in the sixth day. That's Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei Aleph.
Right. So Elul and Adar sort of.
Right. So that yeah. So like Adar's the prep to Nisan. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Nice.
Good start.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a good one, guys. I'll send out a notice, whatever. Figure out when the next time we'll get to it. But usually we do it Wednesday nights.
Okay.